Brother Smoke podcast. We shooting outside today. My first podcast outside. It's a beautiful day in D.C. I'm in D.C. in Washington, D.C. right now. Hope y'all enjoying your Friday. Today Friday, right? Hope you're enjoying y'all Friday. Our girl Brittany, Bundle of Brittany is back. I don't know if y'all heard. Bundle of Brittany is back. I don't know if you remember, I did a podcast on her. She had sex with, was it 25 dudes, I believe, by 25 different dudes by August of this year. She felt the need to write a book about it. I don't understand. Like, these motherfuckers do, you see, now, I'm writing a book as well, so, I ain't knocking her, but I'm like, what do you, to me, it's like, what do you really get out of writing a book about having sex with the people? Like, you ain't got shit else to talk about. The highlight of your story is you, how many dudes, how many athletes, how many superstars that you had sex with, and how the sex went, and, like, you want some Superhead shit. Like, Superhead already did, this has already been done. Like, I mean, like I said, there's never, it's always a repeat or reincarnation of everything, you know what I'm saying? So I guess she's the reincarnated body of this century, you know what I'm saying, this decade or whatever. She talked about Lil Uzi. Now, I think today is Lil, I guess she named every person name, because, I mean, I guess that if you fucking 25 people, that's enough to make a book, you know what I'm saying, if you think about it. So, 25 different people. She had sex with 25 different people in that time frame, and I guess she's bringing it out. And I was like, what's the point of that? Like, what, like that's what I'm saying. Like, these are people, to me, these are people that care nothing about the youth, man. That's how I look at these situations, man. They care nothing about the youth and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? What's good, baby? How you been?
I'm good.
Duh?
Nah, I'm on break.
Oh, okay.
It was a little breezy outside. I wasn't about to sit out that jump.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, but, you know, basically what I'm saying is I just don't see how people like that, like how are you really trying to impact the world for real by writing a book about you having sex with people? You're not impacting anybody. You're not impacting anybody by doing that. But up and inspiring some other women to do some horror shit that, you know, with the HIV and the STD rates being so high, especially in certain areas, that HIV and AIDS level is higher. You know, hopefully the bitch was talking about practicing safe sex or something, because and obviously she's not doing that, because what she was doing in the video, that's what was, to me, was so disgusting about the video, is how she was letting her know that all of the athletes she slept with, including Colin Kaepernick, fucked her with no rubber. You know what I'm saying? And it was disgusting how she put it out there, like nothing was wrong with it. You know, it was disgusting how she put it out there, like nothing was wrong with it, when clearly that's something that, even if you are going to be sluttyish, you're at least going to make sure you're not going to want to be one of the people that are polluting the world with that type of shit. Like, not, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I know it's got to be another female, or maybe a younger sister, or it's got to be something that somebody in her family that's young that she cares about. Got to be. And, you know, and Instagram ain't, this ain't some shit that's put out where, oh yeah, well, if you ain't 18, you shouldn't be listening to this. Or Instagram is fucking, this is fucking 15-year-old kids with Instagram. Like, we know it. Like, we all know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's no excuse, you know. it would be a difference if like I said, this was something that you may have had to pay to see this shit, or you know what I'm saying? And you could tell, like, she's pressed. Like, if you were going to write a book about it, why not? If you're going to write a book about it, why? Obviously, you're writing a book about it because you really you realize that nobody is ever going to take you serious. And I think that's what her place is. Like, no matter how much, how good you look, how good your body is, if you ran through, you ran through. And ain't nobody going to take you serious for, especially somebody that's been ran through by a whole bunch of rich people. You know what I'm saying? Because another rich nigga can get them again. You know what I'm saying? So, just look at the woman that Rick Ross was engaged to, about to put a ring on. Now she's engaged to QCP from the QC label. Quavo and them boss. Now she's engaged to him. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, once they get a rich person or a high income, they're not coming really back down. A few niggas she probably knew from the neighborhood probably can still, you know what I'm saying, if he got his shit all the way halfway together type shit or whatever. But you ain't really gonna be, I bet you ain't none of too many of them niggas in the book. You know what I'm saying? If they is, it's real quick. It's probably chapters on all 25 of them celebrity motherfuckers that she was, you know what I'm saying, was messing with. And it's like, what's the point of that? Like, all of this shit that Colin Kaepernick got going on with the world and all this kind of shit, like, why even do that at the time, like, at this point in time, why would you feel the need to put that out about Colin Kaepernick? You could have skipped over him, or, you know what I'm saying, like, this is really not a good time for, you know, his brand and the brand that he's trying, you know what I'm saying, to portray. But I mean, you know, sex happens, you know, everybody has sex, so, you know, I guess it's not really that bad, you know. But and why though? You know, and see, I mean, I'm gonna tell you why. Cause ain't none of them niggas, that's like I said, if you making a video trying to get your 25th or 26th person to have sex with you this year, that's basically what the video had started at. If you doing a video to do that, then obviously them 24 motherfuckers that just fucked you, ain't none of them fucking with you. Ain't none of them trying to be with you. Ain't none of them trying to wife you. And none of that. You see what I'm saying? And they be mad because, and that's how they feel. They feel used. And but you did it to yourself. That girl was like a nurse. If you can find the pictures, that girl was like a full-time nurse, helping patients, and she worked in like a doctor's office or something. She was like full-time. Like her viral video was her clapping her ass in one of those nurse uniforms. That's how she went viral. You know, and she says it in the video. It's been 1 year since I've been, you know, quote unquote, Instagram famous. You know what I'm saying? So she know that shit was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she like Instagram famous. Come on, man. Compared to what you, to the career you had, like, you know, yeah, she probably can still do that shit. But she probably have it if you flying around, flying to different states, fucking motherfuckers. You know, like you said, she said, Colin Kaepernick made her pay for her own flight. And so you'd say that to say what? That ain't gonna do nothing but make the black community be, or the nigga community be like, yeah, Cap, like, you know what I'm saying? Make you pay to come get that. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't, you said that to think, like, oh man, like this, the things you do for relevance, man. The things she do, cause like, do you really think that a bunch of people is gonna be reading a book about sex? Anybody, I guarantee you that John will be no damn best time seller or nothing. I guarantee you, because it ain't you, for you to devote your mind into wanting to know about that shit, you would have to be a freak motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even want to know, like, what, oh, okay, who else did she have sex with? Like, who the fuck cares, bitch? Like, you know what I'm saying? shit, it's probably everybody, 25 motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like, who really, like, you know, there's a fan base for everything, though. I will say that. There's definitely a fan base for everything, but I don't know. That shit is bananas to me. And it's just like, it looks like every day we'll get a new person, you know what I'm saying? And damn, it's like some of the people, I'm pretty sure Colin Kaepernick has a wife at home or something, or maybe a kid and a family or something, that's, you know what I'm saying, like, why do that? Why do that and try to, like, you know, and take a risk and fuck it up, you know, a person's relationship over your fucking book? Like, why do people do that? Like I promise when I write my book, it's never, like, the people that I put into my book, when they see it, they'll be happy, like, they'll be happy, or if they hear something, they'll be happy, like, oh, shit, oh, that's sweet, that, or he told that really happened, that's a real, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna, like, you, it's no need to do that, but it seems like all the people that I watch, that read books, even in basketball, like, Ray Allen wrote a book, and he said a whole bunch of things about Rondo, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, that was like, you know what I mean? So I guess that, maybe that's the mockery of how you make a book. It's supposed to be like something to offend a person, like, you know, like, I guess, like, the truth's out type of shit, you know? So I don't know, man, but Brendy, she has struck again, man.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.